Elon Musk adds to a long list of bizarre changes to X by ditching article headlines. Faced with back-to-office mandates, employees are coffee badging office visits. When's Disney Plus crackdown on passwords? When that's going to affect you? Uber will now return your online orders for you, so you don't have to get out of your chair. This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to episode 1697 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, October 5th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and supported by listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. We are lit. We are live with apps from PodcastApps.com. Join the value for value revolution. Earn Satoshis just by switching to a new modern podcasting app and asking me to send you a pile of Satoshis. I will do that. More importantly, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the new listeners. Thanks for being here. Make sure you get over to GeekNewsCentral.com. When you're on the website, all you got to do is follow or subscribe to the podcast, sign up for the newsletter while you're there, and of course, check out all our partner shows. You can always join our chat room at geeknews.chat or contact me very simply via email at geeknews@gmail.com, on X at geeknews. That's a great way to stay connected with the show or just follow me on Facebook. Partner shows are all linked to geeknewscentral.com, like I mentioned earlier. And of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy. And I'm going to tell you, savings begin here. Savings begin here. Go to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Lock in those savings. Get started with a penny for a brand new domain name or $1.99 a month economy hosting for the first year of the free domain, or $2.99 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, again, with a free domain. The absolute two best deals in podcast hosting in the known universe. $1.99 a month economy hosting, $2.99 a month managed WordPress hosting. Again, that's for the first year. It includes a free domain with all those offers. You can get a free trial GoDaddy website builder as well. Your choice of personal business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. And do not forget, every time you recommend a family, friend, someone that you know uses one of my promo codes, it's just like writing a check to the show. I can't emphasize that enough. We travel all over the world. We hang out with all kinds of people, have all kinds of different things going on. We got 7 degrees of separation going on here. And when you're hanging out with your friends, they're thinking about doing an online business, you can hook a brother up here at this show. All you have to do is tell him, hey, I know this guy. He's got some good promo codes, a great way to start. Send them over to the website. Give them the link, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And it's just like writing a check to the show. It's just like doing a donation. If every one of you did that 2 or 3 times a year, we'd have a really good year. It could get people to do that. But hey, you know, again, you save about 94% on GoDaddy hosting accounts, an average of $3.50 when you are not using that penny deal. And again, you're supporting this team, this very, very small team, and allowing me to do what I do. And we thank you very much for doing so for so many years, and we definitely appreciate it. Thank you so much. So what's happening? Well, I'll be honest with you. Through Wednesday, I was just, I mean, literally to the end of the day on Wednesday, I had no time for lunch. I ordered DoorDash. I don't like doing that, but I had no choice but to order DoorDash, I stepped away from a meeting for 30 seconds to get the DoorDash, ate with the camera off. It just was one of those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. And then Thursday, the lighter, which was today. And tomorrow, it's a full morning all the way through about 2 o'clock. So very, very busy week here, as always. And I tell you, I've been doing some experiments in the evening. I had a call with a very renowned AI researcher, holds many patents in the AI world. He's been involved in this for about 15 years. And it was a free consulting call. We went over a number of things, and it just, it got me trying some ideas. And one thing that I was testing was just by seeing how I could rinse, wash, and repeat some functions. And one of those was taking some show notes, not show notes, taking a transcript and just giving the AI the transcript and write me just a short summary, a short engaging summary, something that I can post on social media. And if you are watching my Twitter feed or on Facebook, and I'll actually read what it generated for me on the last episode. On the last episode, it said, Geek News Central's latest episode, Tech Giants Battle for AI Content. And the summary was, the episode unveils the intensifying competition among tech giants, particularly spotlighting Microsoft's perspective on the ongoing battle for acquiring content to enhance artificial intelligence capabilities. With the tech industry witnessing a surge in the demand for advanced AI application, companies are in a fierce race to secure pivotal content, which is crucial for training and developing more sophisticated and efficient AI models. The discussion shed light on the strategic moves, collaborations, and potential consequences of this competitive struggle in shaping the future of AI tech and its applications across various domains. And it came up with the hashtag tech enthusiast, AI researcher, business strategist. So part of my testing was I was testing this across my show, Podcast Insider, New Media Show. And what I found was this show, consistently, no issue for it to come up with a decent summary to post like that. It's a little wordy, a little long. You know, I didn't constrain it in giving it max characters or max words. But because this show is segmented, and that most of the things we talk about are in segments, or that I talk about in segments, whereas the Podcast Insider show also follows a very, we do show planning on that. We follow very, very solid layout to what the topic, and then talking points, topic, and talking points. Whereas the New Media show is more of just kind of a conversation. And it had a really, really hard time with just the conversation without specific topic breaks. And so what I've learned here is that, at least currently, if you really want to maximize what the AI is learning about an episode of a podcast, you essentially have to tell it, you know, the breakpoints. And we do that. I do that pretty good here by saying, I'm moving on, changing topics, next story, said enough about that. There's usually these transition words that the AI, as it's examining the transcript, it can see that there's a transition. Whereas when Rob and I were talking, you're talking about a bunch of things. So it kept, in what really was pissing me off, to be kind of frank with you, was that I found it making stuff up. And I was using both ChatGPT and Claude 2, and I ran the same sequence of events where I said, you know, do analysis. I wrote the same exact query in from between the two. I refined it a little bit on ChatGPT to get ChatGPT to be where I wanted it. Then I took the same exact query and I put it in Claude 2. And invariably, the outputs from Claude 2, both for Podcast Insider and Geek News Central, were great. It did pick a different topic, though. Whereas then when I put a New Media show in, it was all over the place. And I had to argue with them. Like, I didn't talk about TikTok. I didn't talk about this. I didn't talk about that. Why are you? I talked to it like I was talking to an intern. I was scolding it. Why are you making stuff up? Why are you, you know, this was not within the, And both of the bots would say, yes, I didn't examine and I shouldn't be doing that. I said, if you were an employee, I basically said to it kind of, you know, I'm not trying to talk to it, right? And I know that's stupid, but I said, if you were an employee, I would fire you. Because you're making stuff up. I understand. So I don't know. And this is where we all have to be super, super careful with this AI stuff is if you're having it do an analysis on a document that you have not read, it might make stuff up. So if you're going to take something from a document that it has done an analysis on, and again, this is a transcript, but it could be a PDF or something else, you have to be very, very strict. You have to tell it, do not make stuff up. Read the entire transcript. Read the entire PDF. I mean, you have to like totally constrain it in your query. And this is where I got more and more strict in writing more strict queries. It was basically kind of almost scolding, not scolding, but telling it what it couldn't do. Do not reference any company, any business, or anything that is not in the transcript. Do not reference anything that I haven't talked about. I mean, I just went on and on and on and made these constraints. And still, what I found was I got it under control on a single summary. But then I asked it, okay, why don't you write 5 summaries? And this is all in the same thread. And I was kind of it was kind of weird. So I said, now why don't you try your hand and write 5 summaries, knowing everything that you've known from this previous conversation. And lo and behold, first one was perfect. Number 2 was perfect. Number 3 was perfect. Number 4, it lied and made stuff up. And number 5, it went completely off the rails. So I scolded it again. I said, you made stuff up of number 4, number 5. If you don't have more topics that does not come from within the context of the transcript, do not create more summaries. And I said, try it again. Number 1 was fine. Number 2 was fine. Number 3 was fine. Number 4, kind of. But number 5, an outright wrong. So both Claude 2 and ChatGPT-4 have a habit of making inferences when examining a general conversation transcript. But when the topic is when the content is topic focused and you have a clear break between topics, both do a good job. And I think if you limited it to 2 topics and the type of summarization I was trying to acquire, it will be good. So I'd love to hear some of your guys' experiments that you've had in analyzing documents or anything like that. Again, I'm mostly feeding the AI information, mostly feeding it documents and feeding it stuff to chew on or even transcripts. So I just find it to be very, very interesting. Where this technology is at and where it's going and the limitations. And again, the only way you find this out, quite frankly, is by digging in. So that's kind of my analysis of some of my latest experiments with ChatGPT and Claude 2. Moving on, our first top story tonight, Elon Musk adds to a long list of bizarre changes to X by ditching article headlines. Now, it was rumored that they were suppressing anytime you put a link external to Twitter, they were suppressing those articles that you would see in your feed, whereas you would have to have a list to see stuff. But again, he scrapped article headlines for links posted on the platform. He's banished article headlines in an attempt to improve the way the platform looks, quote unquote. Articles posted X appear as an image with the outlet shown in the bottom left corner. the change has already been rolled out for mobile. So I have to test this. Some X users are not happy. Incredibly annoying, Joseph Politano, an economic writer, said of the change, just an unfathomable, stupid change. Another way this site is getting more hostile to journalists. Another X user questioned the value of displaying article links without necessary context. They said, so we'll just see random images without any context, they said. Others chimed in to say changed made articles look like memes. And again, this is stuff that he is doing to try to improve the service. But is it really improving the service? Article over here at Computer World. Faced with back-to-office mandates, employees are coffee badging office visits. And essentially, many employees are doing the bare, absolute bare minimum to satisfy in-office requirements, simply showing up long enough to get credit for being there before returning home to work. Coined as coffee badging, the trend showed up on a new survey of 2,000 full-time U.S. workers conducted by video conferencing tech vendor Owl Labs. Owl Labs said in its State of the Hybrid Work report that more than half, 58% of hybrid workers said they are coffee badging to meet the minimum in-office requirement each week. Another 8% said they haven't been coffee badging, but would like to try it until the boss fires you. So basically, they show up, they badge in, and then go home. Apparently, the fundamental issue with coffee badging goes deeper than shirking responsibilities. Workers engage in the behavior when employers aren't doing a great job providing them with an environment for productivity or work-life balance. For example, someone has a lot of individual work today, they're more likely to be productive at home. If they have collaborative work, in-person offices can accelerate the success of those collaborations. So if they're putting in a lot of hours, they might need to have some flexibility during the day. Context matters to employees, and flexible hybrid policies can match context to location. And we know many companies are forcing people back, and not only that, they might be forcing them to be spied upon when they're at home as well. Over at MakeUseOf.com, it's being reported and questioned, when will Disney's Plus crack down on password sharing? When will it affect you? Well, get ready. We already know that this is happening in Canada. It's already happening. But according to an update on the Disney subscriber agreement, the message is clear. You can't share your subscription with anyone outside your home unless your tier allows it. Disney may check your account to determine if you comply with the agreement. It may limit or terminate your access to the service if you violate the terms. So we know that this was coming. It already happened with Netflix. Starting November 1st, Disney Plus will start limiting password sharing in Canada. At the same time, the service hasn't shared other details of when it's going to happen in the United States. But don't expect it to be too far behind, to be quite frank. Well, if you are doing a lot of shopping, getting ready for the holidays, yes, believe it or not, we're already starting to think about that. Uber will now return your online orders for you. The service will now pick up UPS, FedEx, and USPS packages for return. And it's available in a bunch of metro areas, usually much bigger cities. It's, well, 5,000 cities, so that's quite a few. No Uber here, so there's going to be no Uber returns from my town because we don't have any Uber services at all. To return a package, open app, select package from the services tag, click return package, and select the carrier you want your item returned to. The app will automatically show the drop-off points nearest your location. They're open for lease next hour. You choose return a package, you'll be able to confirm details, and of course, you will pay. Pack returns are flat $5 fee for up to 5 packages, $3 if you're an Uber One member. Eligible packages must be 30 pounds or less and valued at 100 or less. That doesn't, you know, $5? That's it? Are these Uber drivers actually making any money? I don't think I'd be doing any package pickups for $5. Not unless there's some sort of enhancement or an incentive. Those of you that use Patreon, Patreon is overall this platform with free content and more creator control. Also, we talked about that terms of service changes, right? Where they're trying to build communities and they're showing more information about you. New features give creators more personalization control while offering supporters more ways to follow their favorites. In addition, platforms integrating more free content, allowing every creator to host communities, again, that we talked about. Non-paying members can access. Patreon also tweaked its branding with a new logo, color themes, photography, and fonts. And again, creators can now let people join for free, offering content and updates for non-paying members while optionally hiding things like early access. They can also use a new commercial tool to sell individual pieces of content. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens with this change over at Patreon. Getty, you guys know I'm not a big fan of Getty, but Getty Images CEO Craig Peters has a plan to defend photography from AI. Well, what they really are is, you know, they are the masters of locking up a lot of content. You got to give them that point. At the Code Conference, Getty Images CEO Craig Peters did an interview. And as you remember, about a year ago, Getty banned users from uploading or selling AI-generated content. Now, he's basically got this generative AI by Getty Images that allow you to create AI images. Getty trained the tool by using images it already had rights to, which is almost everything on the platform, and it's put up some pretty strict quote-unquote guardrails. And they're going to give money to the artist, to the photographers that the images were trained on when something is created for you. Now, what happens when this deep fake evolution starts? That's the next question, right? So we'll see. Some that have had early access to the tool have had fun coming up with prompts to show the code audience. They said, I encourage you to watch the video of this episode available on YouTube so you can get a look at the images. So, you know, I'm just, it's not bad, but it's not great. You know, here you have a picture of, it looks like a fish eye. It's kind of a weird image. I wouldn't want to use that. It's got people sitting on a floor. Again, I think Midjourney's better at this point. This car, this picture of two people in a car looks okay. Again, most of the stuff we can tell is generated by AI. You don't have to be an expert to see that. So link will be up in the show notes for you to check it out. But you know, what have you guys been thinking of the art? I've had some challenges recently with some of the art because this show is not bad because we have enough diversity in topics. But like the new media show, I'm having challenges because we're always just talking about podcasting, right? I'm running, my nose all of a sudden started running. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the Red Bull hit me the wrong way. The country is suffering from a low scores in math. And math is essential in all this new technology. It's essential for being a programmer and being able to do logic. It's essential for just about everything these days. Bill Gates says America has a math problem. And he has three suggestions. And this is based upon quote unquote, his observations and also hanging out in the school one day. He says that he believes that math skills are a power indicator of future success. Well, duh. And But he says math should be tailored to students' interests, capabilities, and goals. Math shouldn't be a solo expedition, but a class that prioritizes communication and problem solving as a group. And, you know, that's when you get into the adult world and you're doing business analysis and stuff like that. Sometimes you're doing that as a group. You're making discussions about charts and, you know, different things you want to see. And I'll be usually the math genius of the group has to come up with the ability to show it. But he also says lessons should be applied to real-world problems, like coming up with a budget or estimating population growth. Of course, he would use that as an example. So I think this is probably true, you know, because the days of sitting down and doing algebra problems and you have no idea why you're doing this algebra problem, you have nary a clue, you know, what this equates to in the real world. That's how I was taught math, and I hated it. It was dumb. It was the dumbest thing ever. You know, go find X. Go find the slope of this. Why? Why do I need to know this? I was never told as a high schooler, and I trudged through it. And even in college, most of the upper level math that I did for my degree, which sucked because I needed quite a bit. And after not doing college courses for many, many years or doing high school math, it was rough. You know, and of course, I saved most of the math classes to the end, which was dumb. But, you know, I know what I use math for in business. I know what I use math for in everyday life. You know, to be honest with you, sometimes I go out on the just Google, you know, help me out here. And that's what a lot of probably kids do today. But I understand the fundamentals and needing to know some of this stuff. But as an eighth grader, having Bob Bell as a math teacher. Bob, if you're out there, you are a hardcore, just strict dude, you know. You put the problems on, you hand us a worksheet and say, go figure it out. And go home and, you know, work through that thing for 2 hours and grumble and complain. And, you know, I didn't know why I was solving for X. So he may be onto something here, just a little bit. Sony has confirmed data breach impacting thousands of workers. In a breach notification letter sent out to affected individuals, Sony said hackers leveraged a flaw. As per the letter, the attack occurred on May 28th, mere days before Progress, the company behind MoveIt, started warning its clients of a high security flaw in the application. 6,791 people in the U.S. have been affected. And so anyway, the notices are going out if you've been affected by the Sony breach. You all guys all know the story about a cat that was responsible for killing a MacBook Pro a number of years ago in Hawaii. My son's MacBook Pro that got destroyed from an open glass of water that was on it wasn't water, it was soap actually, some sort of soap, was on a shelf, and the cat knocked it over, fell on the keyboard of the Mac, and to completely obliterated a MacBook Pro that my son so much loved that we never were able to get fixed or wasn't covered by insurance. But a cat's been accused of wiping a U.S. Veteran Affairs server info after jumping on the keyboard. A four-hour system interruption in September at the Veteran Affairs Medical Center in Kansas City has been attributed to a cat. So was the told by the source. Basically, on a mid-September call, one of the participants explained that while a technician was reviewing the configuration of a server cluster, their cat jumped on the keyboard and deleted it, or at least that's the story. So someone at the event said, well, that's why I have a dog. There was a laughter, not much more. It was a short incident report. But, 4 hours. I think we've all found cats in places, you know, where we've wanted to swat them to move them. You know, the key is not to have your keyboard near anything that's warm. No food. You know, obviously sometimes they want to come up and snuggle with you. You know, that's a thing. But, keep them away from the keyboard. SpaceX, have you had a cat story that messed anything up with your computer, if you do, geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com is the place to send your commentary. I assure all of you that are cat lovers have one. Now, some of you that hate cats, well, I know that you're just laughing at those of us that have cats and calling us idiots. That's okay. But tell us about your dumb dog stories, too. SpaceX launches 22 Starlink satellites on its 70th mission of the year. So, took off from Cape Canaveral at 1:36 a.m. And so, again, 22 more satellites. I'm sure Elon wants to get his heavy lift in operation so he can lift more into space. But that's what the number is today. Apple's rolled out iOS 17 update to fix iPhone 15 Pro overheating and says it won't impact performance. So the good news that this patch doesn't appear to hurt anything, but it is a it is an update, 17.0.3. If you've been having issues, and probably it's got a few other fixes as well. Adobe's teasing a new AI photo editing tool that will, quote, unquote, revolutionize its products, called Project Stardust. Its new ObjectScore editing engine can automatically identify and manipulate individual objects and images, a magic editor, but from Adobe. And the video presentation is pretty cool. It has a picture of a dude, and it says, change color of the pants from purple to black, and it does. Worthy of a look. Another thing is remove a suitcase. So it removed a suitcase and replaced the background. Another picture has a couple walking down the street, and it says remove distractors, and it removes people from the background. It is pretty impressive. And it's going to make, again, people's jobs are going to be affected here. Used to hire people to touch up photos. I'm not a Photoshop expert, but this could change a lot of businesses. Now, this next article from PC World is 6 printer tricks that solve problems and save energy. The problem I have is I've got a printer here at the office. I have a printer at home. I don't do a lot of printing. And what I've run into in the printer at home is the ink has dried out at least once. And so if I think about it, once a week, I try to print one document just to make sure that things are printing fine. What is your guys' solution to that? You know, because we're all not printing very much anymore, but when we need it, right? So there is some good tips here. And most of these are Microsoft implementations per se. Little tricks from Microsoft. So I have the link up in the show notes for you to review yourself. I won't go through them. It's about changing the grayscale. Sometimes you don't need a, you know, color. So, you know, what tricks do you guys do to keep your ink, I guess for better words, wet? Comcast and Charter began rolling out the first Xumo streaming box, X-U-M-O streaming box. Both companies hope the stream box will become a cable box. We know that back in April 22, they announced this partnership that the company said would produce the next generation streaming platform and a variety of branded 4K streaming devices and smart TVs. So it's called the Xumo Streambox. And outside, it's available with Spectrum service footprint with availability of Comcast Xfinity customers to follow. And it kind of looks like a Roku almost, at least the remote control does. So why would you do this? Why would you, you know, most of us have cut the cord. We already have smart TVs. This to me just doesn't seem like it's a viable option. I guess time will tell. Microsoft has announced that state-backed hackers are growing in sophistication and aggressiveness. Hackers from countries like Iran are increasingly pairing their hacking operations with information operations pushing propaganda. In this report published today, October 5th, it described the global cybersecurity landscape. They conclude that state-backed cyber operations are broadly becoming more advanced. The company's findings on Iran illustrates this trend. Over the last year, Iranian cyber operators stepped up their work, particularly in the global south, with enhanced offensive cyber capabilities and commingling with rudimentary operations with multi-pronged influence operations. Well, that's a big mouthful. What did they really do? They're trying to achieve geopolitical effects? Okay. What did they actually do? It was just a whole bunch of words, wasn't it? Well, you cannot consolidate 131 pages on a single blog post. So this is fourth annual digital defense report. And I bet you this article is written by AI. The report highlighting a sharp rise in human-operated ransomware incidents, up more than 200%, which makes up just one slice of a cybercrime ecosystem. Dwell time, or the time between a system being breached and that breach being detected, is decreased, but attackers are getting more adept at pivoting within systems, exfiltrating files, encrypting, and ransoming the organization. The ransomware activity now is so fast, it's like the blink of an eye, she added. So, 130 pages. Someone want to read it and provide a report? Moving on, NASA's taking its time unboxing the asteroid sample because it grabbed too much of the asteroid. Now, we know the probe performed its sample collection, OSIRIS-REx, in 2020. Mission Control already knew back then it was carrying more than the 60 grams of dust and rock NASA had hoped to collect. Now officials are proceeding slowly to ensure they don't lose any of the precious matter, but dust on the outside of the capsule is complicating the task. But they said, we're using every micro-analytical technique that we can throw at this to really, really tear it apart, almost down to atomic scale. The results will give scientists a sneak preview of what they should expect when NASA finally cracks open the canister and sends samples off to labs around the world. After getting every last scrap of dust inside, the device will move into a specialized container for scientists to open the canister, preventing any contamination of the sample stored within. And more excitement to follow, ladies and gentlemen. Hyundai EVs will support Tesla's NACS charging starting in quarter four 2024. So this is another person, another company that is moving to that. And you still can use other chargers with a Tesla. You just need an adapter. So I'm sure all these vehicles will come with an adapter. There'll probably be a great aftermarket for that as people start losing them. Good news if you're a Lenovo PC fan. They're saying that four in five of their devices will be repairable by 2025. And the repair parts will be repairable too. Batteries, SSDs, and more will no longer be sealed into the casing. That's amazing. It says more than 80% of the repair parts will be repaired again so they may enter into the circular economy to reduce the impact on the environment. He added more than 80% of our devices will be able to be repaired by the customer or the channel, and we are enabling this with a design for serviceability. The world's largest PC maker doesn't have a terrible reputation in terms of ease at which gadgets can be mended, unlike Apple. The ThinkPad T14 Gen 3, for example, is assigned a fixability score of 7 out of 10. And they're trying to make it even more fixable. Well, that's good. But I don't think we'll ever see Apple do that. Good article here about what are the challenges of deep fakes, and deep fakes are popping up all over the place. There's a staggering 500,000 voice and video deep fakes anticipated to flood social media this year. And deep fakes mostly contribute to financial fraud. They jeopardize the security of cyber systems. The incorporation of deep fakes and phishing attempts will also heighten difficulty for individuals to discern a hoax. And again, due to the widespread use of deep fakes, the public's profound distrust makes it easy to dismiss authentic evidence of a crime as false. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do about preventing those of us, especially like me, that's in the public eye. If someone does a deep fake using my voice and so forth, there's got to be a way to defend yourself. Say, hey, that wasn't me. Now, in probably the most incredible prediction, and I think I would agree based upon where we are today. SoftBank CEO's son predicts arrival of artificial general intelligence in a decade. Now, this is a pretty groundbreaking announcement. SoftBank CEO Miyoshi Sun unveiled his belief that the era of AGI, where artificial intelligence surpasses human capabilities across the board, will become a reality within the next 10 years. His outlook extends beyond AGI, as he predicts AGI to be 10 times more intelligent than the collective intelligence of all human beings. Now, listen to that. He predicts AGI to be 10 times more intelligent than the collective intelligence of all human beings. Now, me chewing out the Claude 2 and ChatGPT yesterday about it falsifying information. Do you think it'll hold it against me when it gains sentience? That is the question, right? I'm mad at Todd. Let me bankrupt him, empty his bank accounts. At the same time, the future of AI video, where you can create YouTube videos in seconds with in-video AI, again, in-I-N, video.ai, is probably worthy a look. And again, this is another article. It's a Medium article. I'm 90% sure this particular article was written by an AI. It's kind of laid out that way. So, but definitely watch the video for in-video. In-video AI. Maybe worth a little bit of a look. And I think their website is in-video.sjv.io. So just search for in-video. Those of you that are astronomer fans out there, the new James Webb data offers potential explanation for impossible galaxies at the cosmic dawn. Essentially, the area they were looking at was too bright, and they didn't understand why it was so bright. But they say that it appears the irregular brilliant bursts of star formations within these early galaxies would send out shoots of light that brighten them more than they otherwise would be given their size. That's their explanation. What say you? In more fun things, beer-serving robot drives record demand for Korea's biggest IPO. Doosan Robotics is poised to make its debut after raising 421 billion won, $310 million in South Korea's biggest initial IPO offering of the year. The collaborative robots priced at 26 won a piece at the top of the marketed range. Retail investors offered to buy as much as 33 trillion won of the stock. So again, this is a beer serving robot. You would drink a lot of beer, I guess. Actually, in South Korea, it's not beer they drink a lot of. No. It's another very tasty liqueur. Want to snoop on remote workers in the UK? Good news. It's perfectly legal, but your employees will not like it. According to the UK Information Commissioner's Office, no longer will keeping that little green circle suffice as working, as you may have to placate a whole host of invasive software that will track everything from keystrokes to webcam footage. It's going to be allowed in the UK. If you ever feel like you're being watched, you may be part of the 1 in 5. 19% of people believe their employers snooped on their work activity. The guideline provides direction on how to monitor activity lawfully and fairly, including providing reasons for how, why employees will be monitored. Also, employees will be able to get that information back through a subject access request. They can see how much their employers actually are spying on them, which they probably will disclose anyway. But for those in the UK, they can monitor your remote work. The United Kingdom is investigating Amazon, Microsoft, cloud services over market dominance. Of course. We know the tech giants have a combined 70-80% in 2022 of market share. It's AWS, Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, and a few others. They're the ones. That's where the consolidation of cloud is, so they're going to investigate them. In today's age, you have to, these types of services are critical. I write a very, very big check at Blueberry to AWS every year. Very, very, very big. Actually, every month, I write a very big check every month. You know, probably in excess of $250,000 a year or more. So, yeah. You know how much it would cost to have all those servers and racks and manually upgrade them and all that? I can just change out hardware with spinning a new instance up. Not quite that simple, but it is almost that simple. All right, folks, we're here near the end. And don't forget, geeknews@gmail.com, at geeknews on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. Lots to think about in this show. And if you notice, I'm going to be thinking about this strategy of formatting the show that won't be so annoying to you, but it will also be in a way that will allow the AI to know when I switch topics. So as Google and other people are indexing this show and they're looking at the content and what I'm talking about, instead of analyzing the audio, just looking at a transcript, it'll help with overall ranking over a long time. At least that's my prediction. So tell me what some cool things you've been doing with AI. I want to hear from you. I really, really do. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email. And I've got that email caught up finally. Actually, it's been caught up for about a week. But for a while there, I was 3,000 emails behind. But I do appreciate you all being here, being part of the family. Those of you that are insiders that continue to contribute $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month is greatly appreciated. This is kind of lull in the year as we get towards the end. So all those contributions are greatly appreciated. There is some predictions of a very tight economy to come. And so the support of my sponsor, GoDaddy, at this time is greatly appreciated. So if you're trying to recession-proof yourself, go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and pick up a product or service from them. Use my promo code. It's greatly appreciated when you do. Share that with your friends, family, and so forth. Again, don't forget, we've been lit and live. And oh, we did have, let me get this loaded because we did have some, let me find it. Not that, where is it at? Not this one. Here we go. Let me get, I got the wrong thing loaded. Hang on, before you leave. All right, so from Bob, he says, "Hey, Todd, thanks for having you. Here are a few geek bucks. I know you communicate with Fountain. Do you think they'll ever do a video version of their app? Cheers, Bob from Dover. 2,000 sat contribution. I don't know. We'll ask them. Definitely we'll ask them, Bob, on that. Definitely appreciate it. Those of you that have been streaming SATs, I definitely appreciate it as well. I don't have that turned on. Otherwise, you guys would hear this the entire show, which I didn't have it wired in. So, but I want to thank all of you that are streaming via Castomatic and Fountain and all the other places. It's greatly appreciated when you do that. And thank you for your boost that have come in. And oh, Sam Sethi is listening on PodFan. So thanks, Sam. So those sats were coming in. But definitely appreciate everyone for participating our lit and live. It's the boost that count. Getting those boost comments is just like sending me an email. And for those of you that fellow podcasters, consider doing podcasting 2.0. And if you're not with Blueberry already, check out Podcast Mirror. We've got some very, very cool things over there that will enable your podcast to be podcast 2 ready. All right. Let's get out of here. I'll see you back here on Monday. So next week, I leave to go see my daughter on Thursday. So there will be no show for sure on Thursday. Probably we'll pick up the cadence a week later. We'll see. I may be able to do a remote show. I haven't decided yet. I got a new box coming. Maybe I'll be able to do one from her place. I don't know. Time will tell. We'll see how tight the suitcase is. But definitely a Monday show, and then off to see my new grandbaby in Washington State, Wenatchee, and be there for a few days and trying to do what I can as do be grandpa duty. So I'm looking forward to cuddling up with this new addition to the family. And meanwhile, thanks to all of you, part of my podcast family, for being here. And we'll be back Monday for you. We'll see you next time. Everybody take care. Be safe. Have a great weekend. See you later.